Blog Talk Radio.
This program has been made possible by Weatherby Asset Management. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guest. Weatherby Asset Management is dedicated to providing exceptional wealth management services by forming partnerships built on trust, understanding, and thoughtful advice. For more than 20 years, they've been offering objective perspective, personalized planning, and sophisticated investment management to individual investors and families, as well as pension plans, foundations, and endowments. Contact them at www.weatherby.com. Weatherby Asset Management, located in San Francisco and New York City.
This is Marcia Nelson in Innis, County Clare, Ireland, for sylviaglobal.com. I've had a remarkable conversation with Neve Gallagher, co-founder of Women for Election. It's an organization out of Dublin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to continue our conversation. This is part two. This little town of Innis, where we are, is small, quaint, bustling, modern, active, all kinds of combinations. And I have the feeling that this town really represents a lot of the population of Ireland. It's one thing to be in Dublin where you're in the middle of a lot of hubbub. It's another thing to be more on the outskirts. Do you feel that this particular town represents more or less the typical Irish woman and her political level of awareness and involvement?
Absolutely, Marcia. I think to take Ennis, it's a classic example of a town or indeed a city in Ireland, because what's striking, and you were out on the street with me and you saw the families going around the place, lots and lots of activity, some small businesses being run, many of them by women. It's a place where women are leaders in the community, they're leaders in business, and they're leaders across the town. What's typical, where that happens in Ennis and also elsewhere, is that that leadership is often quite silent. So the women are behind the scenes, they're running things, they're very active, especially I've noticed in going around the country, in voluntary organisations, in community level organisations, in building up local networks to protect things in the community or build a new playground, get involved in the school, this kind of thing. But they don't shout about it so much, and they certainly don't see the link between the leadership that they're demonstrating at that local and community level, or indeed within business, as leadership that could be used politically.
So are you saying that women are automatically, in the course of their lives, being involved with skills that would apply directly to politics, but they're not mentally making that leap? They see themselves as doing the normal things, school activities, community activities, organizing at that level,
mm-hmm.
but that somehow can equate to their skills to be in politics?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that they're kind of the unsung heroes locally, and they're not recognizing that the skills that they're using, which are leading local groups, getting groups of people together around an issue, mobilizing them, often running large families at the same time as running businesses and being active in the community. All of the skills that you have in those kind of things, time management, budgeting, planning, motivating, mobilizing, organizing, all of those things are the very skills that you need to become active in political life. And one of the things that we're doing as Women for Election through our Inspire program is working with women through our confidence module to identify the set of skills that they already have through the activities that they do in the day-to-day, and showing them, working with them, I suppose, to identify how those skills are very, very, very adaptable, transferable into politics, and how politics would be the better for them.
Hmm. So let's talk a moment about Inspire. What is Inspire?
So Inspire is the one-day program that Women for Election are running in Ireland this year, 8 times around the country. So it's responding to the demand of women that we met around Ireland who are interested in politics but need some support to make the leap into a deeper activism. So Inspire is working on the kind of skills that those women might need to make that leap. It's focused on developing their skills in campaigns, confidence, and communications.
When women come to Inspire, do they come thinking, gee, maybe I want to be in politics? Is that what brings them here?
It's a real mix, Marcia, a real mix. So many women come who are active in politics at a local level. So they might be working in a constituency office. They might have done some canvassing around a local election. They might just be interested in the local issues, but they've never seen themselves as a candidate, but they want to know more. They want to understand a little bit more. Others come because they're leaders in another space, whether it's a trade union, a business network, a community group, and they've been told by others that they would be good in politics, and they're not quite there yet in responding to that call, but they want to learn more. And of course, some come saying, yes, I'd like to be a candidate at the next election. But what's very striking on the day of Inspire, by the end of the day, is that, yes, we get a number of women, and we had an amazing experience in Galway recently where 30 women in the room, and at the end of the day, three of them rose their hand at the end of the day and said, I came here this morning not really sure what to expect and not sure where I fitted in, but now I know that I am going to put myself forward at the next election, that this is a duty that I have and something that I really want to do. And that's the ultimate for us. I mean, that's really our aim. But
So just a moment. Let's let that sink in, because that's pretty significant. I think you're saying that from that one-day experience at Inspire,
mm-hmm.
they were able to really see themselves, maybe for the first time with clarity, I belong in politics. I can do this. This is a place where my heart wants to take me.
Yes, exactly. And not just this is the place my heart wants to take me, and now I'm ready to admit it in public. Mm-hmm. So it's not just something that I'm thinking about sometimes and then thinking, oh no, don't be so silly. I couldn't do that. I'm so busy otherwise. I wouldn't manage, and how could it possibly be me? But actually standing up and saying, I can do it. And part of that process is being in a room with 30 other women who are starting to make that decision as well, and realizing those women aren't so different to me or to you, and seeing that if they can do it, well, maybe I can do it. So there's a really powerful collective energy in the room at Inspire, where the women, and they're from across parties in Ireland, it's all over the political parties, send women on this program, as well as women of no party who come of their own volition. So this isn't a partisan thing. This is something where the women are coming together to say, we need to do this to solve this problem that's bigger than any of us on our own.
So it sounds like just in that Inspire day, they are being role models for each other, that they really didn't have enough images that were like them mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. for them to really complete that step of seeing themselves actually in politics.
Absolutely. So the admission is the first step, saying, yes, I would like to do this. I'm going to honestly say this is an ambition of mine. And then the second is having a peer there saying, you can do it. And I'm a bit like you, and I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pressure element there too. And the other piece that's interesting about Inspire is that a number of women have come on Inspire, and at the end of the day, again, in the piece where they have an opportunity to say what they got from the day, have said, you know, at the end of today, what I've learned is that I'm not the candidate. I'm not going to be a candidate. It's not my skill set, but I see where I fit in this bigger picture, and I would like to be a campaign manager for another woman, or I would like to support this woman here beside me because I recognize her leadership skills, and I see my organizational skills, my mobilization skills in supporting her. So it also works with women to demystify what is involved in a campaign, who are the main players, and where can these women fit across an entire campaign.
Mm-hmm. And what does it do in you, for you personally, when you see these transformations take place? Because you work hard for this. I know you do. You must have a lot of motivation.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, at each Inspire Day so far, that moment at the end of the day where people talk about how they found the day, I'm covered in goosebumps. I can't believe that these women are making that leap in front of me, and that our organization, Women for Election, has helped them to make that transition. I just feel so empowered and so motivated by it. But also, I suppose, the reason that Michelle and I set up Women for Election is that we couldn't watch anymore our country be represented by 85% men when we as women are 50% of the population, 50% of the talent. We didn't feel that it made sense. We just really, really wanted to be part of solving that problem in a really practical way. So each Inspire Day, to me, is a building block towards getting where we want to be with this, you know, reaching a critical mass, I suppose, of women elected in Ireland.
Niamh, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
So, and let's say a bit about Michelle, your co-founder.
My co-founder, Michelle, is 39 years old. She is a mother of one young son. He's 5 years old. That motivates her enormously because she feels she wants him to grow up in a world where politics is balanced because of her deep set belief and our belief that balanced decision making is better decision making and we'll all benefit, men, women and children. Michelle's background is in the business world, and she also ran a number of campaigns. She was somebody who was interested in politics but worked in another space. And when we got moving around Women for Election and got motivated, she took that leap to quit her job and commit herself to this organisation full time, which was an enormous leap given her family status and all of that. But I suppose the two of us doing that and taking the choice to give up our jobs and make this real shows that we're serious about it and that we're going to be part of making this change.
That is a huge leap.
Mm.
So tell us her entire name, her last name, too.
Michelle O'Donnell Keating.
She deserves to have her whole name spoken forward for what she's done.
Yeah.
Let's briefly touch upon the two other parts. You mentioned Inspire, mm-hmm. which is just one day. Or did you say a whole day or part of a day?
A whole day, 9 to 5.
Yeah, and sure, a very full day. And then what's the next step after women go through Inspire and they are inspired? Of course, we need action. They're ready to go. They need to do something. How do you help them with that next step? You have some master classes, right?
Well, absolutely. And that is the thing. Inspire does what it says on the tin. It inspires. But that only lasts so long. We need something next. So we have a couple of things. The first is we run a series of master classes, which will touch on some of the areas that we've begun to develop on Inspire. So, for example, presentation, public speaking skills. We do half-day workshops with women that want to develop those particular skills.
Let's talk just for a moment about that, the public speaking and the presentation. I imagine that that's hugely important and that women don't normally think about their speaking and the way they look in the same way they need to when they're running for political office. I mean, we can be really critical of ourselves. We can try to mm-hmm. look a certain way. But I have a feeling there's a way that women tend to talk or might show up looking that would be different from what's going to increase their success in political office.
There's a little bit of that, and I think there's also a link back to the confidence piece. Many of the women won't have had an enormous amount of experience of speaking in public, of standing up there to do the equivalent of a stump speech. In Ireland, a lot of our campaigning happens on the doorstep, so you have to be able to go to from house to house, put out your hand and say, "Hi, I'm Marcia Nelson. This is my pitch and this is why you should vote for me." And for many of these women, they won't have done that for themselves. They may have done it for another candidate, but it's something else to say, "I'm selling myself and here's my pitch." So the public speaking piece is about pitching yourself and telling your story in a way that connects with voters and building your confidence in telling that story. So it's very, very practical. The presentation piece, I suppose, isn't perhaps as prescriptive as you might think, but it's about working with the women so that they're comfortable in how they are and who they are and so that they're aware. Because like you said, people are going to judge us by how we look. So it's important to know that and to make decisions about how we look based on that. But that's not to say that if you're a woman who wears a flamboyant style of dress and that's very uniquely you and that's how you're known, that all of a sudden you start to wear a black suit and a white shirt. That's not what we're about at all. But it's about working with women around their own personality to develop their confidence further.
So they have to really be able to present themselves, which flies in the face of all the messaging we've gotten, to be modest.
Mm.
And if we do the right thing, people will figure out that what we do is valuable. when you go into politics, you really have to be able to just tell it